Hello everyone, welcome to the service. My name's Lynn and I'm one of the leaders here at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. Let's pray together. Let's just still ourselves before God and come into his presence. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Wherever we are, come and rest on us. Comfort and strengthen those of us who are anxious, lonely, or ill. Give us your comfort and strength. Open our ears to hear you. Amen. This week, we're continuing with the theme of listening to God and thinking about the line of the Lord's Prayer that says, "Give us this day our daily bread," meaning the word of God, the bread being the voice of God. We're going to have a couple of testimonies from Jenny and me, and the Bible reading, which will be read by David and Veronica, is a selection of verses about contemplation and hearing God's voice. Lewis and Helen and the children will lead us in prayer using a prayer tree made up from prayers you've been sending me this week. But before we start to worship, Eric's going to update us on the Bay Food Bank.
Hey everybody, as you can see, I'm in a different place. I'm not in the guitar room. That's Alfie the dog, he doesn't like us. I'm down here at the Bay Food Bank, down in North Shields. And this is the depot where, when we collect stuff at our church, when we were in church, Lynn and I would wait 4 or 5 weeks, then bag it all up and bring it down here. And these are the folk who distribute it, basically. I've got some great news, guys. It's going really well. It's going really well. But what they do need, okay, what they do need, so when next time you're at the Asda, Morrison's and Sainsbury's have all got the bins. We could do with some more meat stuff, okay? Like these big jars of hot dogs and tins of stew and steak and meat with gravy. They could do with some more of that. So if you could think about that, instead of buying cornflakes and cereals, this would be the priority just now. Now, this stuff's all going to be going out this next month and into December. We can't lighten up on it, but I know quite a few of you have been asking about it. And Jackie and Alan Dickinson, who run this place, doing an absolutely fantastic job. So please, don't forget, help them out. And any queries, you can get in touch with me at Whitley Bay Baptist Church, okay? Cheers, guys. Why don't you sing this with us?
And I will open up. One of the great joys in my life is to be part of Our Lady's Bible Study Group. To be among women who are mature in the faith, who love and know God the Father, who love Jesus and his word, and are filled with his Holy Spirit of love and care is a wonderful blessing. We usually meet every other Wednesday morning at Janusia's house, but because of coronavirus, like many other gatherings, that hasn't actually happened since March. It was one Wednesday morning a few years ago when Liz wondered if we might like to do a day's retreat together. We were all very happy to give it a go and loved it so much that since then we try to have retreat days once a term, three times a year. The concept of retreat is to spend a length of time purposefully reconnecting with God. That can be spending time in prayer, reading the Bible, worshipping and listening to God, either for part of a day, as in our case, or over several days. There are lots of different styles of retreats, but I'll now share how we do it. We meet around 9:30 and start off with tea, coffee and something to eat. At around 10 o'clock, we all go our separate ways, either to different rooms in the house, or some of our group like to spend time with God outside. Janusia lives at the coast, so the beach is very near with lovely views of the sea. At 12:30, we all come together again to have lunch. We each bring something tasty to eat, sweet or savoury, which makes a whole meal for us to enjoy. And over lunch, those who want to share something from their personal time with God can do so. After lunch, we again go our separate ways before coming back together around 3 o'clock to have more tea and coffee. And again, if we want to share how God has been speaking to us. Some of our group have childcare responsibilities, which means they have to leave earlier. But whether for the whole day or just part of the day, it's a very special and meaningful time for us all. The food side of our retreat days is also a very integral part, as it was with Jesus' ministry. His first miracle was at a wedding feast, which saved the day for that young couple. He had compassion on and fed the 5,000, because otherwise they'd go too long without food before getting home. He told lonely Zacchaeus to get out of the tree and basically put the kettle on because he was coming to stay at his house that day. He reminded stressed Martha, who was moaning about Mary not helping her prepare the food for everyone, that actually Mary was doing the better thing by listening to what Jesus was saying. The food is an added blessing to our time together on retreat days, but the real reason we do this is to spend quality time with God. A couple of our ladies have shared what they feel about our retreat days. Anne says this: "These are precious to me as they are an oasis of downtime with Jesus. My usual choice is to contemplate on a passage of scripture in the peace and quiet of a room outside of my home with no interruptions. I hear God speak through his word and the inner conviction of the Holy Spirit. I'm able to consolidate and share these thoughts with others over lunch and be encouraged by how God has spoken to them too. Maureen adds to that by saying, the availability of a quiet space with no interruptions to pray and reflect on God's word has blessed me. Also to have the opportunity to learn, share and grow in the company of some lovely ladies. I think both these comments encapsulate what many of us feel. It's good to spend some significant, intentional time with God. As Christians, we all seek to spend time with him every day, but sometimes that's easier said than done. When I was working, my quiet time with God consisted of reading the morning scripture verses from Daily Light and then praying on the 20-minute drive to work, or maybe praying a bit longer if the time tunnel was particularly busy that day. Now that I'm retired, I have more time to spend with God each morning at home, but our retreat days give me more intentional time and space with God to not only pray and read particular passages from the Bible, but hopefully to also listen, which I know I'm not particularly good at. Dave's word to us last Sunday about listening to God in prayer was so helpful and something I know I need to do more of. I find it so incredibly wonderful and humbling that Jesus, even though he was God the Son and fully God as well as being fully man, when he lived on this earth, always had regular times when he would come apart and pray and spend time with God the Father. I think that if I'd been one of his disciples then, I might well have been saying, Lord, you don't need to do that because you are God. But of course, his humility and passion was always to do his Father's will. And for that, he needed to spend time with him, listening. When I was little, we often used to watch a film on a Sunday afternoon as a family. It was always in black and white, and usually Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. We'd snuggle up on the settee and were watching and listening together as a loving family. And these are part of my memories of feeling known and loved. I feel like that with our retreat days. It's a shared experience with a loving God who makes me, makes us feel known and loved.
Be still and know that I am God.
The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend.
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me.
Son of man, listen carefully and take to heart all the words I speak to you.
May the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it.
I call on you, my God, for you will answer me.
Listen and hear my voice. Pay attention to what I say.
I ponder on your work and meditate on your mighty deeds.
Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
Be still and know that I am God.
Thank you.
Sing this with us. Oh, holy, oh, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. God Almighty.
who was and is and is to come.
Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the many times I have heard your voice as I walk. Sometimes it's a whisper, sometimes a shout, but you always seem especially near when I'm outside.
In the silence, I hear you speak to me. Thank you.
Lord, in the storm, give me ears to listen to you.
Thank you, Lord, that you always welcome me when I come into your presence. Please help me to speak less, listen more, and take time to relish in your company.
Thank you that I'm not alone because I have you to talk to.
I call on you, I praise you, I worship you, and you answer me.
When I'm lonely, you are close by. Help me to hear your voice of comfort.
Thank you, Lord, that you are the God who sees me. You saw my neighbour's pain and prompted me to pop a note through the door and enter into a caring relationship with her.
Thank you that in my time of sadness I heard your still small voice.
I hear you in the waves and the wind and in the quiet. Thank you.
I meditate on you as I look up and up to the sky.
Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your deep, deep presence within me and around me in creation. Now we are going to say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Last week, Dave shared with us the many ways that God can speak to us. And I just wanted to share with you how I hear God's voice and how I've learned to know that it's his voice I'm hearing. Most usually for me, I hear God's voice in the context of my quiet time at the beginning of the day. After a cup of coffee, but always before I open emails, so that I don't start to get distracted or think about what I have to do that day. I'm able to look out of the window at the sea, and I use that to quiet myself and to ask God to speak to me during our time together. I don't follow the same pattern every time, as I find it easier to pray for things as they arise in my mind. I might read some verses from the Bible, just whatever book I'm reading at the moment, and sometimes a particular verse will stand out, and I spend time just thinking about it and seeing where that leads me. I sometimes use the Bible app on my phone to look at the verse in other translations, and that helps me to understand more what God is saying. I might write the verse in a notebook and come back to it another time, or write down some thoughts that are connected with that verse. If someone or some situation comes to mind, I stop and I pray and I listen. At some point, I always have a time of worship by listening to songs on my playlist or by singing songs myself. And I just listen along the way again and pray as the Holy Spirit prompts me. I've learned over the years that if I spend time in worship, I'm far more likely to hear the voice of God. At some point, I ask the Holy Spirit to reveal my sins so I can confess and repent and put myself in the right place before God. And I ask him to fill me with his Holy Spirit so that in all I do during the day, he will equip me and guide me. At this point, I pray about some of the things coming up that day, and I stay silent and listen carefully for God's guidance. Sometimes I hear a few words in my mind, which are strong and definite. I tend to pray and listen over 2 or 3 days to be certain that I'm hearing the same answer. And if I'm praying for someone and get a picture, then I share that with them. If I have a situation or a person I'm praying for and I don't know how to pray or what to pray, I pray in tongues. And then I just hand the situation over to God and I wait for him to speak to me about that another time. So how do I know it's the voice of God? I think over the years, I've come to trust these almost audible words. In the past, I didn't always do the things that I felt God was saying to me, probably because I wasn't sure the words were from him, or I felt embarrassed or not confident. But I've learned to just trust and do what he's telling me, and I've never been let down. As a consequence, my faith and my confidence in hearing God's voice has grown. I always think about whether what I hear reflects the loving character of God and if it fits into his kingdom purposes, and importantly, if it's in line with what the Word of God says. Another good way for me to think about what is from God is to use my common sense. God wants us to use our intelligence and wisdom and to seek to understand him as best we can. I sometimes talk things through with my husband or friends that I've known and trusted for a long time. I believe there must always be space to share what we think God's saying to us and to listen and pray with others so that we can discern the mind of God. A favourite verse in Isaiah 30 for me is this: whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." We're going to move into communion now. Eric will lead us in worship, and then Ian, Esther and the children are going to lead us into communion by reading a communion poem. And after that, we will eat the bread and drink the cup together.
We bow down and confess, you are Lord. This place we bow down and confess, you are Lord in this place, you are. It's your place.
Let's join together this morning to celebrate communion and tell God's story.
Why are we gathered here?
We come because we have been called to live out a story.
What story shall we live?
The story of saving love.
Where did this story begin?
It was whispered before time began. It was sung in the melody of creation.
Whose story is this?
This story is God's alone to tell. It hums in the rivers and streams and rustles in the leaves of the trees. It whispers in the skies above Whitley Bay and beyond. It calls to the people of all places.
Why then should we speak of this story?
This story calls our name in creation. This story claims our lives through the cross. This story shapes our future through the Spirit. We are its telling in this time and this place.
Here the storytellers of all ages whisper with us.
Holy, 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 God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
So tell the story of this night of this table.
The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it.
So tell what he said and did.
This is my body which is broken for you. Do this and remember me. In the same way, he took the cup and said, this is a new covenant in my blood. Drink it and remember me.
This is our common story, our deep memory, our true destiny. So let it also be our storytelling, our testimony. Let us celebrate the way that grace has shaped our lives. I invite you to pray a prayer of thanks in your heart. Therefore, in remembrance of the mighty acts and blessed promises of Jesus, we offer ourselves to you in union with his offering as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
What is our prayer on this day?
Shower us with your Spirit here and now, so this common meal becomes a life-giving celebration. May our eating and drinking this day bind us to Christ, whose body and blood are given for us. May we know that you live in us and that we live in you, so that we live in your world, knowing it is indeed yours.
Living God, this is our prayer.
Amen.
And so, let's take the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ, are for you, the people of Christ. Let's eat and drink together in remembrance of him. Let's pray. We praise you for the reminders of your creative word, in what we taste, see, smell and touch. As we have taken this bread and wine, we offer our lives to be a place where love is made real. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.